弟兄姐妹们平安。
Greeting to brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord.
好，我们继续的讲创世纪。
Let's continue in Genesis.
那我很快的把这个走过去啊。我每次都这样的走过，就是说创世纪实在是蛮长的，50章。
There's about 50 chapters in Genesis, quite long.
但是我把它分成为很多不同的功课，所以每一段呢，它都有它的一个主题。
And I subdivided into various themes.
所以我想大家可以看见，我就不读了。
And I'll skim through these.
所以从这些题目当中，你可以大概的看得见，神是如何的将人类从堕落当中要再一次带回到他自己的身边。
So you can see, through these topics, how Lord's desire is to recover man back into Himself.
那么今天我们所要分享的叫。价值的冲突。
Today we'll share on conflict of values.
当然看到这个冲突这两个字大家应该是很熟悉。
We all know what conflict is all about.
我想我也不要问说哪一位从来没有经历过冲突的。
I'll spare you from answering.
应该不会有人举手。
I'll spare you from experience.
有冲突就有挣扎。
There is the conflict, there is the struggle.
有挣扎。才有长进。
The struggle then comes growth.
我们不去找特意去寻找冲突。
We don't purposefully look for conflict.
但是冲突来了，我们也不是就掉头就逃走。
But when conflicts come, we can't easily just turn our back.
我们必须要面对它。
We have to face it.
那么在今天这总共三章里面就是很长了。过去我分享信息的时候，我都一定是先把神的话语把它读一遍，然后再开始讲，但是实在是太长，我就把它浓缩一下，把它大概的意思说一下。
I usually like to read through the entire Word of God before we start, but due to the length, we're just selectively reading through it today.
所以我现在就把中文读一下，那么你有需要的话，有英文的话，那你就自己看吧。
So I'll read in Chinese only.
利亚的女儿底拿出去见那地的女子，被示剑，也就是当地的主人哈莫之子沾辱。事件之父哈莫来见雅各，要求将底拿给事件为妻，雅各不言，要等儿子们回来。哈莫说，我们彼此结亲你们可在此居住，做买卖，置产业。事件说，只要把女子给我为妻，不论多重的聘金和礼物，我愿照付。雅各的儿子回答赤剑和哈莫，你们所有的男丁都要受割礼。哈莫和赤剑说服了本城的人，若我们的男丁都受割礼，就可以和他们通婚通商，他们的群畜货财就都是我们的了。于是众男丁都受了割礼。第三天众人正疼痛的时候，底拿的哥哥西缅和利未到城中杀了一群男丁，带走了底拿。雅各的儿子们就把他们一切所有的都掳掠了。雅各对西缅和利未说，你们连累我，使我在这地的居民中有了臭名，他们必聚集来击杀我和全家的人。他们说，他岂可待我们的妹子如同妓女吗？第35章，神对雅各说，上伯特利去，在那里筑一座坛给神，神曾在那里向你显现。雅各叫所有的人自洁， 更衣并除掉一切外邦神，他们就把外邦的神像和他们耳朵上的环子交给雅各，雅各把他们藏在示剑那里的橡树底下。他们便起行前往伯特利，周围城邑的人都甚惊惧，而不追赶雅各的众子。于是雅各在那里筑了一座坛，就给那地方起名叫伊勒伯特利。神又向他显现，赐福于他，且说今后改名叫以色列。神又对他说，你要生养众多，将来有一族和多国的民从你而生，又有君王从你而出。我所赐给亚伯拉罕和以撒的地，我要赐给你，与你的后裔之后拉结生下便雅悯后就死了，葬在以法他。雅各住亚德拉时，流便与毗拉同行，雅各亦知此事。雅各有12个儿子，利亚生流便、西缅、利未、犹大、以法以撒加、希伯伦拉结生约瑟、便雅悯。拉结的使女毗拉生但、拿弗他利。利亚的使女希帕生加德、亚瑟。雅各来到基列亚巴的曼利，乃是亚伯拉罕和以撒寄居的地方。以撒年纪老迈，日子满足，气绝而死，归到他列祖那里。他两个儿子以扫、雅各把他埋葬了。第36章。以扫娶赫人阿和利巴马，又娶了以实玛利的女儿巴什莫。以扫带着妻子儿女与家中一切的人口并牲畜和货财，住在希尔山里。以扫是希尔山里以东人的始祖。从以扫所出的族长就是这些族长，我就不得还好我没有要英文来翻译，因为这些英文都也非常难读好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's bow our hand pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们感谢赞美你。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你是值得称颂感谢赞美的。
Because you are worthy of praise.
在这宇宙当中，你是唯一值得我们颂赞的。
You are only one who is worthy of our praise in this universe.
因为你对我们的爱是无条件的。
Because your love for us is unconditional.
你在无论什么情况之下，你都用你那永远的爱来爱我们。
You have loved us with that everlasting love.
求你借着圣灵来提醒我们。
May the Holy Spirit remind us.
叫我们不要藐视你的爱。
So that we would not take your love lightly.
让我们可以回应主你自己的爱。
That we will respond to your love.
让我们知道，凡是在我们身上所发生的一切的事情，都是因为你爱的缘故。
And let us be aware that everything that happened to us is all because of your love for us.
现在我们就求你自己的灵在我们当中做解释的工作。
May the Holy Spirit work with among us.
叫我们可以明白主你自己的话以及你的心意。
So that we may understand your word and your will.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. 我不晓得你们，我相信应该有一些人有空的时候喜欢看一看这些连续剧。
I don't know if you have the chance to see some TV show series.
这些连续剧都是很厉害的。他们是让你看得欲罢不能。
And those TV series draws you from one series to another.
那么 这个创世纪啊，几乎可以说是一个很长很长的连续剧。
Genesis is like a very long TV series.
啊，里面的内容呢，啊，一些色诱，还有强暴、爱情、报仇、杀戮。
Which full of sex, violence, love, revenge, killings.
啊，有的时候看起来真是惨不忍睹。
It's very hard to watch sometimes.
但是它却是人类的一个开始的历史。
But yet, nonetheless, this is how man's history begins.
因为神对于人的心意，对于神的爱，对于神的管教，都是在这个里面。
It recorded, God's discipline, God's love, God's desire.
那么今天这三章是非常困难的三章。
The three chapters that we're reading today is very difficult.
假如你们今天跟我同感说是啊是啊，我们就是等着你来讲这个三章很难，我们看不懂。那我想你就很可能会失望。
You might be disappointed if you're expecting me to explain this.
因为里面有很多东西我也不懂。
Because I don't know either.
我也不知道为什么。
I don't know why.
我们可以大概看一个大概哈。一开始在伊甸园 里面那个谎言记载，那个谎言还有这个该隐的恶行。
Let's all start it with lies and Cain's evil deeds in the Eden.
还有挪亚时代人类的恶行啊，恶贯满盈。
Also, the human evil reached its peak at Noah's time.
让我想起来，我父亲，我跟他分享福音的时候，我很热心跟他分享福音，那么他不以为然。
I recall how I shared the gospel with my dad, but he didn't agree with me.
他甚至于说，要是你们的神把天下所有的恶人全部杀光，我就信。
He said, if your God killed all the evil people on this earth, then I will believe.
其实我把它改了，他不是讲所有的恶人，他说把所有的共产党全部都。
Actually, I changed a little bit. Instead of evil, I said,
因为他是国民党的军官。那么，我不知道怎么回答。
I don't know how to answer him.
其实我应该讲说，well, 神已经做过一次。
I should have pointed out that God had already done it once.
在挪亚的时代，他做过一次。
In the time of Noah, he did.
结果呢？没有什么好效果。
But it's not a very good.
还有另外的话，假如我还能够再跟他讲的话，我说我感谢神，他没有把所有的人全部杀光。
If I have a chance to tell him again, I would say, praise the Lord, for he didn't do that.
因为假如他真的是要这样子的话呢，你我都不在了。
Then you and I wouldn't be here.
那神从头来过，结果很快呢，这个世界又堕落，人类造了巴别塔，为了传扬自己的名。
So after God tried to restart again, man built Tower of Babel to proclaim themselves.
所以有的时候我是在怀疑，或者是起码就是心中在问这个问题啊。
So I have a question in my mind.
神为什么要造人类来跟他啊对立？
Why God want to create man and have conflict with him?
自从他造了人类之后呢，人类的历史就是跟神斗争的历史。
Because that's a human history, opposition between man and God.
之后呢神惩罚这些人，所以把在巴别塔的时候就把人所有这些人全部把它分散掉。
As a result of Tower of Babel, great evil were separated.
但是人的这个恶行还是继续不断，所以我们记得这个索多玛以及俄摩拉的极度的败坏。
But people's evil continue through Sodom and Gomorrah.
那 到了第十二章的时候，神拣选亚伯拉罕，要借着亚伯拉罕来做他的工作。
In chapter 12, God chose Abraham through whom he want to accomplish his work.
那神对以色列人的命令啊是这样。
This is God's commandment to Israelites.
当然神对以色列人对人类的命令太多太多了，我只用这一个做一个代表啊，说你不可跪拜他们的神，不可侍奉他，也不可效法他们的行为，却要把神像进行拆毁，打碎他们的柱像。
Even though there's many commands God gave to man, but this is one of them. You shall not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do as they do, but you shall utterly overthrow them and break their pillars in pieces.
啊，还有一个是在利未记，你们从前住的埃及地，那里人的行为你们不可效法。我要领你们到迦南地，那里人的行为也不可效法，也不可照他们的恶俗行。
There's another command says, you shall not do as they do in the land of Egypt where you live, and they shall not do as they do in the land of Canaan, to which I am bringing you. You shall not walk in their statutes.
所以光是从这两节里面呢，让我们应该有一个很清楚的很简单而且清楚的一个教导，就是说听我的，不要听别人的。
Through these two commands we can draw the conclusion God's trying to say, listen to me, not anyone else.
但是很不幸的，我们偏偏就是不听神的，我们要听大家的。
But unfortunately we did the opposite.
记得在上一次的时候，我们看到雅各他在伯特利在那边睡觉的时候他遇见了神，所以称那个地方为伯特利，而且向神祷告说，你保佑我，我就敬拜你。
It's at Bethel where God appeared to Jacob and a vow was made that if you protect me, I will worship you on high.
这个时候神看见雅各已经预备好来学这些功课了，所以呢神就给他很多生命的学习，让他经历价值观的一些冲突，并且经过这些冲突之后，他会选择亚伯拉罕以及以撒的神为他自己的神。因为他，你记得吧，在圣经上有的时候我们觉得好奇怪，怎么亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，但是最后呢，每一个人我们都不能说是别人的神，而是说要他成为我的神。
Knowing that God knows that Jacob is ready to learn, so God gave Jacob a lesson of life, letting him to go through the conflict of worldview, so he may choose God for himself as his own.
我是学物理的，所以呢，我还永远记得我在大学这个选物理课的时候，物理课每一个礼拜。三个小时，三个学分，很棒。但是同时也有三个小时的实验课，只有一个学分。但是那三个小的实验课非常重要，把我学的那些理论呢，在实际的实验当中把它体验出来。
I was majoring in physics.Every week, I took 3 hours of lecture in physics. At the same time, I have to take 3 hours of lectures in lab. However, that lab only counts for 1 credit hour. But everything I learned from the 3 hours of lecture has been realized through the 3 hours of lab that I'm practicing.
所以从这边的话，我就看见神不仅仅是给他很多的这个诫命啊应许，但是呢。让他在人生的实验室当中去真正的经历它。
So God not only gave Jacob the commands, but He also gave him the lab in his lab, in his life to experience God.
所以我们今天呢，我把它因为材料实在太多，我只能够看这三方面，一个叫事件的谜团以及惨剧。
The first topic we're going to see out of the three today is mystery and the tragic of Shechem.
Oh, I think it should have been tragedy.
Tragedy, sorry.
神第二个呢是神对于以色列的怜悯，第三个呢是神对以东的怜悯。
Second one is God's mercy towards Israelites, and the third is God's mercy towards the Edomites.
所以基本上就是第一个是第二十四是三十四章，第二呢是三十五章，第三是三十六章。
In reference to chapter 34 through 36.
好，我们先来看事件事件的谜团以及惨剧。
The first is the mystery and the tragedy of Shechem.
第一个问题是我的问题，而且我也没有答案。为什么雅各落脚于事件呢？
Why did Jacob went to Shechem?
雅各当时跟神立约的时候说你保护我，我就要来敬拜你，他应该回到这个伯特利，而且呢神也是叫他回到伯特利。
He's supposed to go return to Bethel.
为什么到事件呢？我想了很多，也看了很多不同的参考书，从听了听不同的这个牧师讲到哈，也没有得到一个结果。
But why Shechem? And I continue to seek answer.
碰到这种问题的时候，当然心中就不知道怎么办。不过我现在就有这个态度哈，碰到这种情况，我就是一则以喜，一则以忧。怎么说呢？
On one hand, I'm pretty happy to face this kind of challenge, but on the other hand, I'm kind of saddened.
因为一则以忧，我没有答案。
I am grieving that I don't have the answer.
但是一则以喜，为什么呢？我看那么多，我没有答案，别人也没有答案，所以我怎么讲的话呢，也没有人可以说我讲错了。
I'm happy that no one else has any better answers. So, whatever I say, it won't be wrong.
那个，我是猜想，雅各呢，他是一个非常自我中心的人。
Jacob is a very self-centered man.
所以呢，你有什么事情，他都是希望能够得到益处。
He wanted to receive benefit.
那么你知道他跟神的关系呢？还没有那么亲密。
At this time, he does not have such a close fellowship with God yet.
他心中所想到呢，还是对我有什么好处。
He's still thinking about his benefit before God.
我相信他来到世界那个地方，看见世界那个地方啊，是放牛放羊一个非常非常丰富的地方。
I believe that when he came to Shechem, he actually saw all these wonderful things about it.
所以这是我的一个猜想。
This is my thought.
因为你看起初他说我是伯特利的神，你在那里用油浇过柱子向我许过愿，现今起来离开这地回你本地去吧。
As you can recall, he said, verse says, I am the God of Bethel, where youanointed a pillar and made a vow to me. Now arise and go from this land and return to the land of your kindred. Sorry.
Okay. 很多时候我们把神的话语不把它当成为诫命。
Many times we didn't take the word of God as a command.
我们把它当成为 建议。
We only take it as a suggestion.
或者是意见。
Or,
opinion.
Opinion.
那你知道从整本圣经从旧约到新约从头到尾你都看不到意见和建议这两个词。
However, if you go through the entire Bible, you don't see the opinion or suggestion of God.
神只有诫命，没有意见或者是建议。
God only have commands.
所以当我们把神的话语当作一个建议的话，我们就会落入试探以及困难当中。
If we take God's command, take the word of God as a suggestion rather than commands, then we can easily fall into temptation.
啊，雅各就落入这个困难当中。
And that's where Jacob is facing.
他到了这个事件的话，很快的就发现事件的人，他们的这个价值观跟雅各这一家人的价值观是非常非常不一样的。
And Jacob quickly discovered that the worldview of Shechem's people is very different than his.
雅各他起码他有从亚伯拉罕还有从以撒那边得到耶和华的这些教导。
Jacob had received the Jehovah's teaching from his forefathers.
但是事件呢，他们是属于迦南地的这一些很多不同的族，这一族呢是西魏族，那么他们呢，他们有很多不同的神，而这些神互相之间也会有冲突，所以他们那个价值观是非常不一样。
The worldview of Shechem is built upon multi gods, and even there is conflict between gods that they're worshipping.
其实拜偶像的时候啊，真正的原因是因为我去拜耶和华，他不听我的，他一定要我听他的，可是我又不愿意听他的，那我就找另外一个神来，这个的神他要听我的，我把他塑造什么样子他就是什么样子，他要什么我给他，然后他就可以给我想要的。
Many times we go to the LordAnd he told me something, and I don't want to listen, so I turned and worship other gods. So I'm going to shape this God according to my preference, and so that whatever he wants from me, I'll give it to him, and then he will give it to me what I want.
所以雅各到了这个事件地，很快就会碰到这些冲突。
And that's what Jacob faced when he came.
那么下面一个问题是说，为什么底拿要去见当地的女子？
Why did Dina want to go see the local girls?
我们今天我们当然觉得很奇，这个问题很奇怪，那这个小孩一定要去跟他的朋友去见个面嘛。
Nowadays, we didn't think it's very unusual.
但是在那个时候呢，我们不太清楚那个时候的光景。第一个问题就是说，他们到那边住了多久的时候，Dina才开始出去。
There's a question such as, how long have they moved there before Dina began to go see the local girl?
圣经上没有讲，我们也不知道。
I don't know.
我相信应该不是说住了很久很久，应该大概去住了没有多久，他就想要出去跟当地的女孩子们接触一下。
I don't think that time is very long.
但是我觉得比较更大的一个问题是说，他为什么单独行动？
And the greater question is, why does she act alone?
他的年纪我看所有的这个神学家或者是这些解经家们大家都同意一点，他的年纪大概是14岁到16岁，其实呢是已经到了婚嫁的年龄。
All the theologians has agreed that Dina is about 14 to 16 years old, which is a marriage age.
但是这个年轻的女孩到一个陌生的地方单独出去行动，他有十个兄弟，为什么没有人去陪着他去？
But she was acting alone. Well, she has 10 brothers. Why is she acting alone?
我相信你一定不会做这样的事情。
I know if you were her, you wouldn't do it.
不可以出去。
Don't go out.
就是哥哥们没空啊，他们很忙啊。
But brothers are busy.
Then 那就等到他们有空才陪你出去。
Then wait until they're not busy.
所以我们不知道这个是怎么回事。
We don't know.、Exactly.
他为什么要去呢？是想要跟这些当地的社会可以啊、融进去吗
？Was she trying to fit in？
我想这个我们可以了解哈，因为我们没有。在我们当中没有一个人喜欢做一个孤独的在这个群当鹤立鸡群啊，或者在做一个很奇怪，我们总是希望能够跟我们附近的人呢能够和平相处，和乐融融。
That we can understand why she wanted to fit in. We don't know, none of us want to be a loner.
而且呢，既然是已经到了这个年龄，他这个雅各啊、为什么没有为他安排啊、让他可以嫁出去？因为时候也是差不多了，所以有很多不同的问题。
Well, why no marriage was arranged by Jacob for her? Because she is ready. She's at the age.
还有为什么事件不先来这个啊、求亲呢？
And why didn't she can ask for her hand first?
我想这个是很简单的事情吧。那我的猜想呢，可能是当地西魏人的习俗。
Because that's not a very hard thing to do. Perhaps that was Hittite's way.
你们晓得哈，在这个时候啊，你们 start over。神颁布律法是什么时候
？When did God commit, give commandments?
神颁布律法，起码在圣经上面呢，是在出埃及记后那个时候，对不对
？It's after Exodus.
那是很晚很晚了。
It's quite late.
在这个时候呢，没有律法。
At this time, there is no commandments.
所以外邦人他们根本就不知道他们。要做什么？他们高兴干嘛就干嘛。
So all the Gentile is just do whatever they please.
其实对于以色列人呢，他也没有所谓的正式的律法，他就是有他的这些诫命。
Israelites also didn't have commandments yet, but they do have ordinances.
所以呢，当地的习俗，他们想要干嘛就干嘛。
So the way of life is do whatever you want.
所以这个事件见到底拿他想要干嘛他就干嘛因为他爸爸是老板当地的老板谁也不敢做什么尤其是一个外来的女人更不会有人说什么话。
So she can do whatever he desire to, Dina.
这就是一个价值的一个冲突。
This is the conflict of value.
那我们今天的婚姻的趋势是怎么样
？So what is the trend of marriage today？
有一天我仔细想一想，再分析一下，我就发现是非常非常的这个令我震惊。
I was shocked by as I was pondering this question。
我记得我自己年轻的时候，我相信你们也应该记得，年轻的时候啊。开始想到婚姻这件事情。
Recall when you were young, pondering about marriage.
我们是有我们的这个啊，有固定的程序。
There is a specific expectation.
啊，首先的话，当然是找一个你说要、啊，我是从男人的角度来看哈、啊，首先找一个你喜欢的女孩子。
From a point of view of a man, first you go look for a lady.
她不喜欢你的话，那也就没办法了。
If she doesn't like you, there's nothing you can do.
但是 OK， 总算啊，她同意了跟你交往，然后交往之后呢，然后再谈婚嫁，然后结婚，然后生孩子。
And if she responded, then there is the courtship and then to marriage and you have a family and baby.
今天我所看到的哈，不是说我偶然看到有一件事情是这样，而是说非常普遍， 是啊、第一个 date， 第一个这个第一次见面的时候呢，就可以上床了。
And it's very common today to go to bed on the first day.
然后呢，住在一起了。
And then live together.
然后呢，生孩子了。
And then have a baby.
假如还没有分开的话。
And by this time, if not, they're not yet separated.
然后呢，在这个电视上还会把它演出来，就说。他们很兴奋的，因为这个 男的跟这个女的 去求婚了，孩子都有了，他去跟他求婚，他还非常非常兴奋。
And then they will broadcast this exciting, expecting father to propose to the expecting mother about the coming marriage.
然后举行一个盛大的婚礼。
And then followed by a wonderful wedding.
我前一阵子参加了有两个婚礼，这两个婚礼啊，他们都已经是住在一起，不知道住了多久，大概一两年，然后再举行婚礼。
I attended two weddings, and both of them have lived together for as long as 2 years before they are getting married, before they got married.
他们有很好的理由。
They have good reasons.
我们若不是先试试看的话，我们怎么知道我们可以这个是相配的呢？
If we don't try it out, how do we know we're good for each other?
OK, 我就讲到这里了。
I'll stop here.
再讲下去的话，不知道讲多久，而且会越讲越生气。
I'll get upset if I continue.
所以说，从这个角度我们看美国的光景，其实这不光是美国，在中国大陆一样啊，那可见我们的这个道德光景呢，现在是每况愈下，是走下坡。
So you can see the decline of the morale.
回到这个原始的状况。
Come back to this original state.
下面还有一个问题，就为什么雅各不出生
？Why did Jacob wait for his son?
他这个哈莫。跟他的儿子事件来，这个时候才来求亲，结果呢，他没有任何回应。
Hamor and his son came, but he didn't say anything.
我就想想看啊，那我猜想是说，这个确确实实是一个非常非常难以处理的事情。
Because this is a very difficult situation.
那么我把我自己放进去。
If I put myself in this situation,
我起码我可以了解雅各这个时候的心情。
I can understand Jacob's heart.
我的意思不是说我同意这个雅各的做法啊。
I'm not saying I agree with him.
但是我也想借这个机会提醒一下大家。我们读圣经看见神记载的这些事情，这个目的呢，不是用我们今天有了新约的这种标准去责备这些旧约里面的人，而是说在他们的身上我们学到什么功课。
I wanted to at this time remind everybody that since we're in the New Testament, we're not to use the New Testament'slight and to judge the people in the Old Testament, but instead to learn from them.
因为我过去是一个很怎么说呢，很会批判别人的人。
Because I used to be a very critical person.
但是慢慢的我学习到一件事情，用作换位思想。假如我是他，生活在同样的环境，成长过程，我会不会做得比他更好？
Then I began to learn to put myself in their sandals.
所以我们这边的目的不是要去 judge, 而是说我们可以学到什么样的功课。
The purpose is not to judge them, but to learn the lessons that they have gone through.
所以若是雅各在那个时候读过出埃及记的话，他应该知道应该怎么做。
If Jacob has already read the book of Exodus, then he would know what to do.
但是那个时候没有。
But he doesn't have it.
所以像我的个性的话呢，碰到难处理的事情呢，我就放在那边啊、不管。
My tendency is best way to treat to handle a hot potato is to set it aside.
我不晓得你假如把你自己放在雅各的那个光景之下，你会怎么做？
What would you do if you were Jacob?
我猜想他应该不会同意他的儿子所做的事。
I don't think he will agree with what his son had done.
但是很可能他并不知道。
But yet he probably didn't know.
那为什么哈莫事件的条件没有被接受呢？他们来提亲了，他说你要这个要这个嫁妆不是要聘金要多少，你要多少你只要开条件我们都愿意给。
Well, why was Hamor's proposal rejected? He had agreed to whatever the asking things from by Jacob.
我们用人的层面来说的话呢，我相信他的儿子们也曾经这样说过哈，他又不是妓女，怎么可以用钱来这个权衡啊？
Oh, from a man's concern, Dina is not for sale.
那么从神的层面的话呢，神是明明的说了啊，当然这个又是在生命记，这是后面的，神是说不可以与这些外邦人结亲。
But God's concern is you shall not intermarriage with them.
所以我是觉得雅各是处在一个非常非常困难的情况之下。
So Jacob is caught in between the two.
那么为什么雅各的众子用诡诈来带世间人呢？
But why did Jacob's son use deceptions?
他们可以直接说。
They could have just told it.
No, yes, wait, 都可以啊，但是他们用诡诈来面对世间人。
But they have used deceptions instead of a straight answer.
我只能够想到一件事情，就是青出于蓝而胜于蓝。
All I can say is they have learned it from their father very well.
不过呢，我相信雅各显然不知道他们这个计划。
But I do believe that Jacob do not know about their plot.
哈莫与事件也很特殊，他们用这个政治手腕来面对他们自己的人。
Hamor and Shechem also play politics here.
因为他是要求全城的人都受割礼，那么这些人民会想到说，为你娶老婆，我们这时候这么多人都要挨一刀，哪有这种事情？
What's required of them is everybody all go through this circumcision when the marriage is only for Hamor's son.
所以呢，他们也是用这种用就我们今天讲的会讲的政治手腕，给你一些好处，然后呢你照我的意思来做。
So we can see it's a politics playing. You give in a little and I give in a little.
用自己的名声因为他记载说他是这个地方的王子，他的父亲是当地的主，所以他们有这种影响力。然后呢说你们呢只要说同意行割礼，那么这些人就可以跟我们同居啦，通婚啦，通商啊，就可以基本上就把他们同化，把他们同化的话，他们的就是我们的，多好。
So they were thinking that just agree to the circumcise and all what they have will become ours.
可是很痛啊。
It's very painful.
我不知道有多痛。
I don't know.
因为我没有经过，但是我看过小 baby 的话呢，尤其现在很快的 而且有什么消毒的，也有这个止痛啊，什么东西，所以很快就过去了。我在当兵的时候，有一个同事的一个同房的那个兵，我不晓得是什么原因，他跑去接受这个割礼啊，好几天我看到他走路的样子，我一直就觉得说很奇怪，为什么你要去受这个罪？
I have my roommate has decided to get circumcised, and I cannot figure out why.
那么，所以是在第三天他们疼的时候，西缅和利未就血洗了这个示剑城。
So on the third day, Simeon and Levi kill all their men when they are still in pain.
里面也还有更多的问题，怎么可能两个人把全城的人都宰了？
How can two people kill the entire city?
我想大概就是说一家一家的啊，他们疼的们杀了之后呢，他就没有办法跑去告诉任何的人，然后一个一个来。不过就在他们每一个人都把头放在面前让我来砍的话，你要把整个城的人全部都砍掉头，啊，这也是很难想象。
It's hard for me to imagine two will kill the entire city.
那么是他们两个兄弟，但是其他的这些兄弟们呢，他们没有参与这个杀，但把他们参与了抢。
The rest of the brothers plundered the city.
这个你的机会用美国的话来讲的话呢， those are the wild, wild west time. 就是说这个是无法无天，没有律法的那个时代。在这个四世纪里面的最后一句话就是说，在那个时候个人按照自己的意思去做。
So we could see at that time, everybody do things according to their own desire.
这里还有一个问题，就是说，雅各当然这件事情出现之后，雅各就是当然非常震惊，但是他的震惊当中，他说什么呢？他没有讲到这个底拿被杀，也没有讲到任何的其他的事情，讲的一件事情就是说，你把我的名声弄臭了，将来他们要杀我和我的家人。他的中心在哪里呢？中心还是在老地方，我。
When Jacob find out, he was only concerned about himself again, his fame, his safety.
所以神我相信是借着神没有在这些事情上面去干预，我想是要让雅各更清楚看见人以及他自己的这一些败坏的地方。
God did not stop this things from happening because he wanted to expose Jacob.
我想雅各在这一段时间当中呢，他可能就有这种我们现在常讲的叫做 PTSD 哈，中文怎么讲？就是灾后的这种心理不平衡的状况。那么雅各在这个时候，神再一次跟他提醒，告诉他说，回到伯特利去。
After this traumatic experience, God once again reminded Jacob, it's time to go back to Bethel. Where?
我几乎可以听见好像神对雅各说，你看吧，你没听我的话，去伯特利，你到示剑去，惹了这些麻烦，赶快回到伯特利。
I can almost hear God says to Jacob, hey,It's because you didn't obey me to go to Bethel, but instead, you went to Shechem for all this trouble.
灵里的复兴 始于悔改。
The spiritual revival starts with repenting.
悔改是什么意思？那这个字的原文的意思其实蛮简单的，就是180度的转弯。我本来是往这个方向走，我现在呢回头。
The biblical meaning of repenting means turning 180 degree around.
回到起初你遇见神的那个地方。
Return back to the place where you met God.
在新约里面啊 ,in fact, 是在这个启示录里面有七个教会。这个七个教会当中有两个还是不错的哈。一个是腓拉铁腓，还有一个是以弗所教会。然后神怎么说呢？说你这个好那也好，你都好，但是呢失去了起初的爱心，你要回到你起初的爱心那里。
To call, there are seven churches. Out of the seven churches, Church of Ephesus and Philadelphia, God commanded them to return to your first love.
雅各，神告诉他说，你回到伯托利那边，就是你我相遇的那个地方。
God once again called Jacob to go back where they met first.
这个时候他就知道了神的意思，所以呢他就告诉他的家人说，你们要除去一切的外邦神，就是说除了这一位神之外不可以有任何其他的神。
Jacob finally realized God'sdesire, so he told his family, no other gods, discards all idols.
你们记得雅各逃离拉班的时候，他的妻子拉结偷了一个神像。
Have you recall when Jacob ran away from Laban, his wife stole a idol?
圣经没有对这件事情做任何的交代。但是我们可以猜想啊，雅各并没有阻止他，他既然都有这么一个神像带着，其他的人在这个不同的文化当中，他们也收集了不少。
According to what the Bible didn't tell us in detail, but one thing we know for sure is that Jacob didn't say anything about it.
但是现在时候到了，已经经过这么一个非常非常的大的一个事件，雅各呢，我相信他开始觉得说是悔改认罪并且回头的时候了。
After the incidents in Shechem, Jacob clearly say, "No other gods, discards all idols."
所以他做这两件事情，第一个除去这些神像，第二件事情呢，就是洁净自己。
And the second thing he did is sanctification.
他沐浴更衣，这个是一个代表洁净里面的一个行动啊，这个是外表的，但是他的意思是说代表里面。其实这个沐浴更衣在佛教或者其他的这个宗教信仰里面都有。
So he through bath and changing clothes.He tried to denote a pure life.
这个时候他才能够足坛敬拜神，神也才会接纳他们的敬拜。
And furthermore, build altar and worship, and that God would be able to receive the worship.
这个时候他也能够开始学习信靠神的应许。
And only then he would be able to trust in God's promise.
在这个时候，神又重复他对于人的这个诫命啊。
That's where God repeated the commandments to man, be fruitful and multiply.
生养众多，遍满全地。你们有听过这两句话吧？圣经上讲过多少次啊？
很多次。
OK， 有多少次啊？啊，哎，我记得原来我有写的哈 ，But anyway， 在后面我告诉你们，这个时候你一定要听神的话语，才能够承受神的应许。
We must remember that we have first listened to His words in order to receive His promise.
神就说，我原来将这块地赐给亚伯拉罕和以撒，现在我把这些要赐给你，赐给雅各。
God then said, Israel will inherit all the land given to Abraham and Isaac.
现在我们进入第36章，神对以东人的怜悯。
Let's enter the chapter 36, God's mercy towards Edomites.
我们就不会花太多的时间在36章，它还特别长。
And we'll go through this quickly.
它基本上就记载以东他的家庭还有他的后裔。
And basically it's records of Esau's genealogy.
但是其实他这个地方呢还是有两件东西是可以让我们学习的。
But there's two things we can take note.
神的信实。
God's faithfulness.
他应许赐福给亚伯拉罕的后裔，这个我们都知道。
We all know that he promised to bless Abraham's descendants.
以扫是不是亚伯拉罕的后裔？
Is Esau Abraham's descendants? Yes.
所以呢，他赐福他。
Therefore, he was blessed.
但是以扫的这个行为怎么样呢？
But how about Esau's behavior?
神他不仅仅是信实的，他也是公义的。
He's not only faithful, God's also just.
他不会偏待人。
He is impartial.
你若是犯了错，他就要纠正。
He will correct those who fail.
所以呢在俄巴底亚书小篇里面的俄巴底亚书哈 Obadiah 这一整章这一整篇 这一本书其实就只有一个 chapter 哈，里面完完全全都是在责备以东。
The book of Obadiah recorded complete God's discipline towards Edomites.
Okay, 还剩下一点点时间，我们做一个总结。
Let's conclude.
神的诫命以及应许呢，是在律法之先，也在律法之上。
God's commandment and promise come before and higher than law.
我要在很短的时间把它讲清楚哈。我看怎么样。第一个，生养众多是神的一个诫命，在圣经里面记载了总共15次。
So be fruitful is God's command, which recorded 15 times throughout the Bible.
而且呢也有应许，有君王从你而出。
This is with a promise attached, king shall come from your own body.
那么我们刚才讲的这么多呢，我们都要记得一件事情，就是在那个时候律法还没有出现。
We got to remember that God's law has not yet been declared.
假如是没有律法的话，我能够犯法吗？
If there is no law, would I be, can I do anything against the law?
所以说没有律法，我们就不会犯法。
So without the law, we would not be, will be very lawful.
但是神原来的意思呢，是不是要用律法来框住，来绑住我们， 而是用他自己的爱跟我们建了一个爱的关系，所以我们根本都不想要去做不讨神喜悦的事情。假如我们有这个关系的话，律法是没有必要的。
God's desire is not to limit us, to bound us with His law, but He wanted to love us, to draw us to put Him first, to love Him first. So if we really do that, then law is not necessary.
但是很显然，到后来呢，人类令神大大的失望，所以神到后来就把律法搬下来。
So as we can see, God was very disappointed with man, and therefore God gave the law.
在神所颁的律法当中，少数是说你应当做什么，多半是说你不可以做什么。
With that law, few of them says you shouldn't say.
那么
you should have said, but mostly says you should not.
尤其是今天的律法哈。今天的律法几乎没有说要求你一定要做什么，而是说你不可以什么。换句话说，律法是我称它为最低标准。
So in other words, the law is the lowest standard.
我只要一超过一点点，我就犯法了。
You violated just a little bit, then you become unlawful.
那么假如说我从来没有犯过法，那我是不是一个完美的人呢？
So if I never violated a law, am I a perfect person?
差得太远太远太远。
Far from it.
Yeah. 所以神他跟我们的一个关系呢，是用他的爱的那个律，使得我们跟他有一个很好的一个关系。我们那个律法好像跟对我们来说是没有关系。
What God desires is the law of love that binds us together.
举个例子好了，你们都已经开车开了很久了哈，大概你开车开的比较，开多久了？四年了，哦，那也是开了很久了。那你应该还记得当初学习开车的时候是什么样哈？学习开车的时候，两个眼睛就盯着那两条线，是不是啊？不要出去，还有中间那条线，都不要出去。你们现在当中有没有什么人开车之后还盯着那个线？没有，因为你已经非常非常熟悉，你开车开得非常非常的 free， 你想都不想到那个线，那个线好像不存在一样。
If you really know how to drive the car, you wouldn't bother about looking at the two lines on either side of the road.
当我们跟神的关系好，我一天到晚想的都是说，我怎么样做才能够讨神的喜悦，你不需要担心律法。
If you have a good relationship with God, all you want is to please the Lord, then you don't have to worry about the law.
所以我说，神的诫命还有他的应许呢，是在律有律法之先就有，是之先而有的，而且呢是超越律法的。
That's why God's commandments and promises came before the law.
那么世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，这个我们大家很熟悉。
We all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
律法呢其实是相对的。
Law is relative.
因为它因人时地会改变的。
It changes.
但神的价值观永远不会改变。
But God's value system never changes.
我们若是能够stick with God, 就是与神亲近，凡事以讨神喜悦为我们的中心的话呢，这些东西我们就不需要担心太多。
If we center around pleasing God, then we don't have to worry about much more.
还有下面一个部分呢，就是说神的恩典呢是为坏人预备的。
God's mercy is for the bad people.
你们有没有想过？
Have you thought about that way?
为坏人预备的。你要首先想到什么叫做恩典。
What's mercy?
恩典的意思就是说，我该受的罚没有临到我。
It means punishment that I deserve, it did not come to me.
那我若是该受罚的话，就代表什么？我犯错了。
I'm supposed to be punished, meaning I have sinned.
那么，假如我说赦免啊，我赦免你。
If I said I forgive you,
那圣灵会说啊、你赦免我什么？我又没有犯罪。
And our brother would say, why?
恩典是为坏人预备的。
Mercy is for bad people.
雅各需要。
Jacob needs it.
以扫需要。
Esau needs it.
希特勒也需要。
Hitler needs it.
斯大林也需要。
Stalin needs it.
你需要。
You.
我也需要。
Me.
所以我们不是来审判这个雅各。
So we're not trying to judge Jacob today.
我们是从神对雅各的那个爱以及对他的引导，我们可以看见神那个爱是远远超过我们所能够想象的。
But through the love that God has for Jacob, we understand that the love of God is far more than we can ever imagine.
那当然，雅各对他这些孩子，他的教导是怎么样的话呢？我们就很难去想象，但是孩子还不能够自卫之前，我们要保护他们不被世俗或者是世界的这些价值观所影响，或甚至于吞噬。
Before children can protect themselves, they need to be protected from the worldly system.
但是我们自己要提高警觉，你才能够保护。或孩子，若是你自己都没有警觉，你怎么保护你的孩子呢？就好像雅各跟这个底拿的关系。
In order to protect the kids, you must be alert first.
所以怎么样呢？怎么样才能够警觉呢？不容易的。
How to be alert? It's hard.
最好的办法就将神的心思意念话语充满我们，然后把我们原来里面有那些世俗的观念把它挤出去。
The best way is to fill our hearts and mind with God's thoughts and mind and words to squeeze out the worldliness.
因为我曾经对神有一个抱怨哈、真是胆大包天哈、可以跟谁有抱怨。什么抱怨呢？我说你创造我们的时候为什么不给我们的脑子啊有一个 delete button?
I complained once to the Lord that why didn't he just create us with a delete button in our mind?
假如是我看了那些我不想看的或者是不小心看的或者是以前这个想要看的一些现在发现是很糟糕的东西把它叫出来delete, 那多好啊。
It would be so much easier if I can delete all the things that I'm not supposed to see and I don't want it to dwell on and I can just hit the button. How wonderful would that be?
我到现在还没有解答。
I don't have the answer.
神也没有回答。
God didn't answer me.
但是呢，其实神在圣经上面有一个故事给我们一个很好的一个借鉴。
But there's a story in the Bible to, for us to learn.
有一个鬼，他被赶出去了。后来，他回到这个人这边来看，他发现这个人的心里面呢，好像一个房间被打扫干净，啊，很空空荡荡，被打扫干净了。结果他干嘛呢？他就出去找了九个比他更恶的鬼一起住进去了。
It records that there was a man that cast out the demon and he cleansed himself and the demon saw that the man has a cleansed room and he grabbed nine more even more evil spirit went back to the person.
我想大概应该是七个不是九个。那没错的。我是从这个地方我就发现说这些乱七八糟的东西进来之后它不会出去的。你没有办法把它弄出去。但是唯有一个办法你就把好的东西往里面装。好的东西往里面装慢慢把这些东西呢挤出去了。
it's hard to delete, but one thing I know is that you can't put more of God's thoughts and mind into us and squeeze out the worldliness from our thoughts.
我看来看去，我是想要找一个杯子哈。有人说有一次，我跟你们可能也讲过，一个杯子，这个空，这个杯子哈，空空的
，empty cup。
啊，然后呢，有人就说，我要你把这个杯子里面的空气把它除掉。
I need to remove the air in the cup。
啊，我说啊，我是学物理的，上面弄一个大橡皮塞，挖一个洞。然后用那个抽真空器把它抽一抽就给抽出去。
As a physics, I can pump out and suck out all the air.
啊，但是这位就说没有那么难了，你只要把水倒进去，空气就出来了。
But there's an easier answer. Pour the water into the cup, and the air automatically is replaced.
我们若是学习能够把神的话语。神的心思神的意念这些好的东西都来啊往里面装那么很多其他的东西慢慢慢慢就淡化了甚至就不见了
If we would fill our hearts and mind with God's thoughts and mind then
愿意我们经常的求神来充满我们
Pray that God will fill us
那我们来唱这首这首诗歌我盼望是大家很熟悉的诗歌就是充满我
Let's sing this hymn Fill Me Lord
我们真是愿意父神啊，时常用主啊，愿意你用你自己的灵来充满我们，不仅仅在我们里面使我们被充满，甚至满溢出来。
Not only we be filled, but overflow.
因为只有你的生命在我们身上满溢出来的时候，世人才能够看得见主你是何等的爱我们。
It's only when your life overflowing through us that the world may see you.
主啊，愿意你在我们的身上掌权。
May you have your way through us.
愿你在你的教会掌权。
May you have your way in the church.
我们这样感谢祷告，祈求奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.